As the number of coronavirus cases rises in Arizona, there's a debate over wearing masks.
There are a lot of folks in Arizona who don't want to comply, who have said it's against their constitutional rights to be mandated to do something. In some cases, folks feel like it's a medical question and local or even state authorities are not qualified to make that medical decision for them.
Plus, New York City moves to a new phase of reopening. And Americans still working from home are making some new animal friends. It's Monday, June 22nd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. New details about the circumstances around Attorney General William Barr's move to replace Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan. We report exclusively that last week, supervisors in Barr's office asked Berman to sign a letter criticizing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The letter accused de Blasio of a double standard, enforcing social distancing rules for religious gatherings, but not for protests, according to people familiar with the matter. They say Berman refused to sign the letter, and it was never sent. It's unclear whether the letter played a role in Berman's firing. Justice Department officials say no single incident prompted Berman's removal. Some New York City workers started returning to the office today. The city's second phase of reopening allows offices to operate at half capacity. It also loosens restrictions on where residents can eat and shop. Our reporter Sean Lee asked people how they feel about the reopening.
It's been sort of a mixed reaction from people who are actually on the street and going back to work. So from the city officials, like the mayor's office, for example, they've heralded this as, you know, the biggest step for getting this New York City back to some semblance of normalcy and getting the economy back on track. For people actually who are returning back to work, it's a mixture of excitement and also trepidation and some nerves. You know, people say that they're excited to get out of the house and back to work and catch up with colleagues. But also many people said that they were afraid that with city streets and public transportation being crowded again, that there will be a rise of infections.
In corporate news, Apple says it's ending its 15-year partnership with Intel, and it'll start using its own processors in its devices. Apple announced the change today at its annual developers conference, which is being held virtually for the first time. And the online payments company Wirecard says the more than $2 billion that's missing from its balance sheet probably doesn't exist. The missing money accounts for all of Wirecard's profit for more than the past decade. The German company is scrambling to cut costs, hold on to credit lines with lenders, and sell off business lines. Wirecard's shares have fallen about 75% over the past week. Coming up after the break, as coronavirus cases rise in Arizona, a standoff over wearing masks. Arizona's seeing record numbers of confirmed coronavirus cases. More than 2,600 were reported there yesterday alone. There isn't a statewide mandate requiring residents to wear face masks to prevent the spread of the virus. But amid the rise in cases and pleas from medical professionals, last week, Governor Doug Ducey started allowing local authorities to set their own rules on masks. Many cities and counties now require them. But the debate over compliance is still raging. Joining me now with more details is reporter Alicia Caldwell. So, Alicia, Arizona is one of the states where we're seeing the number of coronavirus cases rising pretty quickly. What's happening on the ground there? Are people adhering to health recommendations? Does it vary place to place? What are you seeing?
So, up until late last week, there were no rules in place on masks. Restaurants, bars, stores were all operating under a loose set of recommendations. Basically, the state said, hey, practice social distancing. Don't go in if you're sick. If you can, wear a mask. And over the last actually couple of weeks, the push to wear masks has really become the issue. Local authorities have said, we need people to wear masks. The state has said, you can't mandate that, but everybody should wear a mask. And last week it came to a head, more than 1,000 health workers signed onto a letter asking the state to either mandate masks across the state or at least give local control back to cities and counties.
So on Wednesday, Governor Doug Ducey did just that.
So how is that working out, the challenge of that split between local and state authority? How are we seeing people in different localities adhering to those rules, or are they mixed up about which to abide by?
Well, right now, all of the major cities in Arizona require masks. All of the big population centers, Tucson, Phoenix, the entire Phoenix metro area, the entire Tucson metro area, much of the border, much of the state, in fact, is under orders to wear masks, but they're individualized county or city orders. So there are places like Havasu up in the northeast corner along the Colorado River is an area that has not mandated. Some cities within the Phoenix metro area initially said, we encourage you to wear masks, but we're not going to require it. And then the county on Friday night stepped in and said, everybody wears a mask in Maricopa County. So right now what I'm seeing driving around, going into stores and popping into restaurants and so on, lots of compliance. I would say the overwhelming majority of people I have seen out and about in crowded or public places are wearing masks. In fact, it seems the minority to me not wearing one. A few, you know, one-offs here and there at malls and such. Contrast that with 3 weeks ago, just before Memorial Day, just after Memorial Day, almost no one was wearing masks. You'd go into a grocery store, you'd see 10 people, maybe one, two if I'm there because I was always wearing a mask. That's the complete opposite now. And that's happened just over the last couple of days. I'm told by, you know, friends and relatives and other folks I've talked to in the metro area, they're starting to see more people wear masks over the last couple of weeks, but it certainly wasn't a majority. And as I said, you know, starting Wednesday, late Wednesday afternoon, really, kind of a light switch. Masks went on for the majority of people. That said, there are a lot of folks in Arizona who don't want to comply, who have said it's against their constitutional rights to be mandated to do something. In some cases, folks feel like it's a medical question and local or even state authorities are not qualified to make that medical decision for them. So there's a bit of a standoff, although across the state, anybody working in a store or restaurant, anything like that, is mandated now to wear masks. So you've got a couple of different layers of rules for both people working and people shopping and dining and so on. But they said, from my experience driving around the Phoenix metro area, Phoenix is a city of 1.7 million people, lots of folks wearing masks.
Now, you touched on something I want to explore a little bit more. Politically, this is a very fraught issue, right? And we also know that Arizona is a battleground state. So how do you see those factors playing out?
It is. Politically fraught is probably the best way to describe it, because you have primarily folks on the right, people who identify themselves to me as conservatives or Republicans, have said, this is an individual rights issue. And my individual right is to not wear this mask if I don't feel sick or if my doctor doesn't feel it necessary. A lot of people have couched it in, again, as I said earlier, in health concerns. They're worried about their breathing and so on. On the other side of the aisle, those who identify themselves to me as liberals or Democrats have said, this is a public health issue. And of course, you have folks in the middle. But as we know, you know, last week, the president, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, defined this as a top political issue. He framed it as those who don't support him wear masks and those who do support him do not wear masks. And that's the line we see being drawn in the state. He's coming here this week. The governor has initially, you know, for weeks said, you know, this is, the state's not going to mandate it. This is not something we need to do. Everybody should be responsible and wear masks, but we're going to stop short. This, you know, Arizona is a very libertarian state. It's got a very independent streak. Folks who live here like living here, and in part, many tell me, because of that independence, because of that low regulation, the government's not in their everyday affairs. And that's now changing. It's got a Democratic mayor in the city of Phoenix, again, the largest city in the state, Democratic mayor down in Tucson. Both of those areas are seeing spikes. Both of those governments have said, we need masks, and they're now mandated. You know, across the state, though, in like Yuma, there's a Republican mayor, but they've also experienced a significant spike in cases. They're a relatively small community. The city is, you know, just over 100,000, and they don't have a ton of hospital space, and that hospital space is being filled up. So there is some, you know, political sort of bleed over, but by and large, it's coming down on ideological lines. I talked to some folks in the town of Cave Creek yesterday who said, you know, this is really a personal issue. And the government isn't making my personal decisions. There's lots of Trump supporters that I've come across in that region who don't frame it per se as a Trump versus everybody else issue, but they view it as, this is my individual right, and you are not going to take my individual rights away by forcing me to do something.
Wall Street Journal reporter Alicia Caldwell. Alicia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
President Trump pays a visit to Arizona tomorrow. He'll attend a Students for Trump gathering in Phoenix and a border security event in Yuma. And finally, workers in places like New York and Arizona are getting back to the office, but many are still stuck at home. And for some people, lockdown has given them time to appreciate the local wildlife. Birdwatching is a popular pastime, but our arts and entertainment reporter Ellen Gammerman says some people are making friends with another everyday critter, squirrels.
This group of amateur nature watchers, people who are home because of the quarantine, they're noticing that these squirrels are really fun and smart and interesting and acrobatic. And so they kind of feel like the bird people are missing the boat.
Some people are luring the friendly rodents into their yards with tiny picnic tables and decorative bowls. One person even shared a peanut with her furry companion, Lady and the Tramp style.
I heard more than one person say that they consider this a friendship. These are creatures who are hanging out with them on their balconies or in their backyards and coming by every day. And sure, they wouldn't come if there weren't food involved, but the humans feel kind of flattered that this wild animal feels calm and safe enough in their presence to come back and seek them out and seem to recognize them.
Of course, not everyone is happy to have the animals around. One company that sells squirrel-resistant bird feeders says sales rose more than tenfold this spring. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.